Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by FlashFilmAcademy.com. If you're into photography, filmmaking, or video production, FlashFilmAcademy.com is an online training platform designed to help you monetize your passion. There's a ton of information online to help you capture a better image, but there's only one place you need to go if your goal is to make a living doing what you love. Enroll today to get three free courses. FlashFilmAcademy.com. It's time to turn your passion into profit.
Before we even get started with the podcast, I want to introduce something new to you. If you're tired of missing these live streams or missing videos, we have a new service where we can text you when we go live or launch a new video. All you got to do is text Flash Film to 74121. That's one word, Flash Film to 74121. All right, let's get started. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on, everybody? Today, we're going to talk about beta clients. Real important, we talk about beta clients, beta clients, beta clients. If you don't know what a beta client is, I'm going to talk about that too. But we're going to talk about reasons and signs you may have the wrong beta client. We're going to talk about that. But first, you know what we got to do? We got to roll graphics. We got a few announcements. Some things are going to change around here at Flash Film Academy, but for the best. But first, you know what we got to do? We got to roll some graphics. And after that, we got to jump right into it. So let's do it.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? If this is your first time on this channel, my name is Ty. I'm a former Army combat photographer and the owner of a small production company here in Texas. And this channel right here is not about adding Photoshop to make your people look better, to make smiles look nicer and teeth look whiter. This channel here is about getting that bag. We talk about the business side of content creation, and that's what we do. That's all we do. So let me start off with a few things. Today, we're going to talk about signs that you may have the wrong beta client. And for those who don't know what I mean with a beta client, you've never watched this channel. What we teach here at Flash Film Academy is going to develop a relationship with three people in your industry that can help you develop a product that sells, a product in the form or a service in the form of a product that sells, right? So that you can walk into anybody within that niche and you offer something of value. We know it's valuable. We've ran it past enough people to understand what is valuable to my target audience. And I talk about it in full detail in module one of the master course. So if you want to check that out, it's over at Flash Film Academy. I punch you in the throat. And I am very detailed as to what you need to do to fully understand how to get a beta client. When is the time to get the beta client? What you should be learning from your beta client and what you should not do until you get a beta client. It's going to be a punch in the throat. It's going to sting because a lot of you have moved, fast in that area, and you're going to probably have to redo some things. So in that module, I teach you about what needs to be done, why it needs to be done, why it's so important. This is it if people are asking. So with that being said, I also want to say that this week's sponsor, of course, is us. We're bringing back this sale right here. Buy one, get one free. When you buy module one, you get the five key steps for creating an effective portfolio. And if you buy module two, you will get the contract pack for free. That is this week only. All right, there you go. Don't say I ain't hooking you up. So there you go. Find that on Flash Film Academy. Let me also say a few things, because a few things real important. We're about to make some serious changes to the way the YouTube channel works. And it's going to be some good news. It's going to be some bad news. So let me just get it out the way first. First things first. We are going to discontinue lives. I know it sucks. But looking at analytics and statistics, They just aren't doing much for the channel. Let's just be real. They aren't doing much for the channel. However, we are not going to discontinue after hours for the gold members. So you, if you are a gold member, just know that we still gonna rock every week. So there you go. All my gold members, we're still doing after hours. We still gonna rock every week. And you will, we'll still have the same great times we've been having at the same time and everything. So gold members, we still gonna rock every week. As far as lives, we probably do one a month. We're still gonna come out with great content. So don't think we ain't coming out with great content. We're still gonna drop great content, but we're going to focus on making sure that we provide you guys with shorter videos that get the job done and punch you in the throat just as well. So those are things that we're going to change in the future. So if you're looking for me next week, you won't find me unless you are a gold member and in the community. We're going to go to straight after hours or mastermind groups. So all my gold members, I'll post it again. All my gold members, we still going to meet every week. As far as YouTube, we're not going to do it. We'll still be putting out content, but it won't be a weekly live. The numbers are in. I'm sorry, guys. It is what it is. All right. So let's talk about a few things. There you go. He said, lives do nothing for your YouTube channel. I did a 2-year experiment testing that. It's just, you know, you got to look at it like this. People who love the lives, we talk a lot on here. We talk for 2 hours. The average person that logs in to view this later may watch 10. I think the average is 17 minutes of it. Well, YouTube is saying, hey, people are only watching 17 minutes of a 2-hour video. Your content must not be of value. So we're not going to show your channel. Or I can post an 8-minute video that punches you in the throat. People finish it. Numbers go up. Channel grow up. But the lives are causing me to get buried a little bit. Is there lifestyle members on the gold member? Absolutely. So we have after hours where things get even raw, more raw than what we talk about here. And we have just the best conversations. And it's more of a group conversation and not just me. So people get to talk about wins. And a lot of people talk about wins that we don't necessarily talk about publicly because they don't want to talk about numbers. They're still working with clients. They don't want to reveal that. They may be in the negotiating process or may have submitted a proposal. There's certain things people don't want to give up that's going to be streamed live on YouTube. So in the after hours, we can kind of chop it up and talk about that. So that's what we're doing. All right. So all the gold members, plus we can go live from the community in the gold member section. And that's something we're going to be doing a lot more. And there's some things, just like I said, there are some things that we can't do on YouTube that we can do, on my own platform or community. There's things I can say, things I can talk about that are not just, you know, cuss words and things like that, but there are things that they tag and, you know, use to rank your video. Certain things you can't talk about, like, certain things about the pandemic you can't talk about, even if you're not really directly talking to a conspiracy theory or anything like that. There's just things that'll just, you know, ignite their algorithm to say, hey, bury this video. Even though I am talking about the business side of things. So it's weird, but to prevent all of that, it's going to be more quality over quantity. And then we can chop it up, you know, as a gold member on the community, because there's a lot of great, what I love about that is you may meet somebody who is in your niche that's a little bit further ahead that can speak directly to what's going on in the market. So you'll get a chance to really chop it up with people, from all the way around. And you'll see, if you go to the gold member page, you'll see the testimonials and what people are talking about. So there you go. That's that. Just want to make sure I get that out there. We got that going on, which is the change. And we got this going on. There you go. Buy one, get one free. Okay. Enough of that. Let's get to today's topic. We didn't talk enough about it. Let's get to today's topic. And we want to talk about, you know, do you have the wrong beta client? I think it's so important that you ask yourself that in this, you know, while you're growing your business. I think there's a lot of things you need to be mindful of as you work with a beta client. And I have about 8 signs that you could have the wrong beta client. Now, having the wrong beta client will hurt you as much as it can help you. It's extremely important that you understand that if you have the wrong beta client, you're wasting your time. In fact, you're getting information that may not help you grow. You need information from a specific type of client, right? Not everybody. Every business owner can't give you the information you need to be successful. So you got to have the right beta client. And I'm going to kind of dig back a little bit, because in module one, we talk a lot about who to get, like who should you be looking for? What type of people you should be looking for? Like, and I think a lot of people who maybe have taken the course or not taken the course kind of skimmed over some of the tools given and some of the things I help you think about when you choose a beta client, right? There's some things that you really got to think about, because if you pick the wrong people, it will backfire on you. You're not getting the right information. You can't go to a bakery and ask them how to cook steaks. So you can't, it's just something you can't do. They both are businesses. They both are chefs or cooks or however you want to term it, but they can't give you the correct information for what you're specifically trying to do. So number one, I want to say the first thing that a lot of people do when they pick the wrong beta client or they have a beta client that's not working for them, you need to ask yourself, are you sure about what your niche is? Having beta clients from everywhere don't help you. You're just working for free, right? You need to be mindful of what your niche is. And when you pick that niche, you need to know that all of your beta clients live within that niche. Because if they don't live within that niche, then you got a problem. If they don't live within that niche, you have a problem. You're getting information from the wrong people. So number one, you need to make sure that you are aware and conscious of your niche. A lot of people are trying to get beta clients before they pick what they're trying to do, and they're failing miserably. I know people who got the course, and the course tell you specifically to get this before you get that. And I know people who have skimmed over that. They got 20 different, they're trying to get 20 different beta clients, and they're failing, or they have beta clients in different niches, giving them three different things, pumping them with three information from three different sources, three different answers, and they're trying to use all of it, and they're not successful. If you go after just one niche, if you know who your client is and you go after that niche, even if you don't get the beta client, and let's say you fail two or three times, you'll have enough information to approach the third or fourth client with the right way. You can't do that if you're getting 10 different beta clients from 10 different niches. A dentist don't operate like a doctor. A dentist don't even operate like a ortho. It's completely different, even though they're in the same field. So you have to make sure that you are failing forward. And to fail forward, we need to see our issues, see our problems, see what we're doing wrong. You cannot measure that or get those analytics if you're failing in 10 different places at once. But if you fail trying to complete the same mission, every time we go back, we have an understanding of what we need to change. And then we can make the changes and get closer to success. A lot of people, they're not thinking like that. They're trying to just machine gun it, spray and pray. We can't work like that. You cannot move forward if you don't understand what's stopping you, but what your failures are. So that's number one. Number two is you're giving away more than what you're getting. A lot of you guys are giving away way more than what you're getting, right? You're just there to shoot. You didn't follow the steps here that talk about how to establish what you need to get in this relationship. It's more than just shooting for free. It's more than just building your portfolio. It's way more than building your portfolio. If you are working with a client for free and your only job is to build your portfolio, congratulations, you are screwing yourself. You have failed. Because having a dope portfolio will not help you. I don't care how dope your portfolio is, and you got all of these clips of all these pretty images, and you're just showing them to clients. You might as well be sitting there with a slideshow and just showing it to them. It will not help you. The information that comes from a beta client will help you more than video clips. Don't believe me? I can show you content creators who understand what a client's problem is. They don't have a website or a demo reel yet, but because they know how to walk in and address that client's problem and provide a solution, they will get hired. You can have footage on set with Steven Spielberg playing for a client, and if it's not built or designed to solve their problem, they won't understand why you're showing them that. They won't understand. Go watch some of your competitors' demo reels, and if it's just music and video clips to music, how does it help you make you want to hire them? It doesn't. However, if you have a target audience, and if you look at a demo reel like mine that's designed to go after that target audience, when your target audience finish watching your reel, they should understand why you are the best for the job. They should understand about five or six things, really. One of the things is they should understand why you are the best fit for that job. And if watching your demo reel, they don't get that, they don't leave with that answer, just wasted their time. You've just showed them pretty clips to music, and that won't work no more. That works if you're a videographer looking to get hired maybe by a person, but it doesn't work when you're trying to approach a business to solve their problem. Remember, we are solving problems using content. We're writing prescriptions in the form of subscriptions. That's what we're doing. So again, if you're giving more than what you're getting, you're not doing it right. And I hate to keep punching you in the throat, but there are places where, you know, list and procedures and systems and processes are created to help make sure you get what you're supposed to get from that client. Number three is your beta client won't allow you to get close enough to reveal real numbers. They won't allow you to get close enough to see what the real numbers are. I cannot be successful if I don't understand how this is working for your brand. I cannot be successful if I don't understand what effect this content is having on your brand. I cannot be successful if I don't have that information. And if a client is not willing to give me that information, why am I working with you? Right? Why am I working with you if you can't give me the numbers that I need? I'm not your competitor. I'm not going to take your numbers and go open up a store next to you. If they're not giving you the analytics, I cannot measure what it takes to be successful. If I cannot measure that, what's the point of working with you? There is no benefit for me to work with you if I can't measure what this service is doing for your brand. Now, if you want to pay for it and you figure it out, cool. But if I'm doing it for free, I need this information. Appreciate the super chat, bro. I need this information. All right. So if I don't get access to the real deal, it's no point in us being in this situation. Number four, the fourth reason you can tell you have the wrong beta client. They have a long list of things for you to do instead of you focusing on one product. They have a long list of things for you to do. Which means, oh, you do video. Yeah, I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. And a lot of y'all fall into that, thinking that doing these things are going to help you get a client better. No. That whenever somebody say, my beta client got eight things for me to do, I know instantly you didn't take the course. Instantly. Or you haven't even been a gold member or around the community to understand that that is not the way to move forward. Shooting more does not mean it's not the right thing. We need to develop one product. Now, if you want to buy some other stuff, that's cool. But my goal is to develop one product with you so that I can sell to other people in your industry. A lot of you guys have beta clients and y'all just working with them for free, thinking that it's going to work out and hopefully they'll buy from you someday. No, that's why when I get the question, my beta client want to pay me for X, Y, and Z. If it's out, I know instantly you have not taken the course. Because in the course, I tell you to make sure that you cover one thing and one thing only with the client. They can't come to you with all these ideas thinking they're going to get it for free. If you've established the fact that we are here to create one product. When Apple go out and they bring in testers to test one product and they say, we're going to give you this, you know, this new hush hush product for you to try to get your feedback on it. They don't give them access to everything. You can't come in and get what are all the MacBook Pros and whatever you want. It doesn't work like that. You only get to test and try this product because I need your feedback on this product. I don't need your feedback on everything else I offer. A lot of you guys have beta clients and you're just opening up the cupboards and saying, get what you want. Instead of walking in there with the mentality of trying to create a service slash product. It's a product in the form of a service that you can go to another dentist and punch them in the throat and make them feel like, how did I live without this? How are we doing business without email? How are we doing business without the internet? How are we doing business without fax machines? Those are things that companies now, they're like, how can we live without it? You can create something That's the same for your client if you understand your client. So that's huge. You know, before we move forward, it's a good time to roll our sponsor. Let's do that real quick, guys. Roll our sponsor, and we got another four to talk about. Content creators, if for whatever reason you exchange money with the client, you must protect yourself. Before today, you had two options. One, you had a poorly written free contract off the internet that didn't last 20 seconds in court. Two, you spent a boatload of money to have a lawyer with no experience in the industry write up a contract that really only talked about the terms of payment. Bruh. Well, now you have a new option. Flash Film Academy provides the new industry standard for contracts designed by content creators for content creators. We spoke with thousands of professionals to create contracts based on real world situations. We offer a variety of contracts for videographers, photographers, podcasters, editors, and more. These personalized contracts go far beyond payment terms. They protect you from real world situations, like our wedding videography contract. It includes many clauses, but one of my favorite is one that makes sure you and your team eat while filming a wedding. You may think that's something simple, but a lot of videographers run into situations where clients don't want to feed them. Or our second shooter agreement. So if you do hire someone to help you, they can't be on your shoot generating business for themselves. Bruh. They understand that while they are working for you, they represent your brand. Or our video production contract, which allows you to make more money per shoot because it gives you the ability to resell footage to stock video sites. Each of our 30 plus contracts have multiple clauses specifically designed for each job type. And with the feedback from content creators like yourself who are working in the industry every day, these contracts will stay updated. You can purchase these contracts individually or in a pack. Click the link below, Flash Film Academy. Be inspired, be creative, be profitable. All right, now we paid some bills. We back. I'm going to ask y'all to get ready to post them wins, too. Get them wins ready. You can post them now. We'll get to them in a minute, but get them wins ready. Let's go to the next step, right? The next step is, or next sign that you may have a bad beta client is they're not structured enough to provide accurate stats. They're not structured enough to say, hey, this is the amount of traffic we get on the website. This is the amount of traffic to click the sign up button. This is the information around whatever it is we're trying to do. I need before stats. I need after stats. They don't have enough structure to provide the right information to determine whether or not the product or service you're offering works. You need that information. That is information that should be a part of your case study. You should be posting. You should be talking about. You should have the ability to walk in, speak to your next client and say, we were able to get X to go from Y to Z. If you don't have that information, that beta client is of no use to you because you have no proof that your service or product works. What's the point of me telling you? They liked it. It came out great. They were happy with it. Screw that. I want to approach my new business with results and say, these are the numbers. That's another way for you to sell like crazy. Good looking out on the super chat, bro. I appreciate it. That is another way for you to sell like crazy. Along with the fact that we can create great content. We understand what your problems are. We've done it before. Here's the proof and a testimonial. So yeah, our prices are above what you're running into, but here's 10 reasons why you need to go with us and pay what you need to pay and get it done right the first time. A lot of guys are missing this information. That's why somebody can look at a cheaper guy and say, well, what the hell? I'm going to roll the dice and go with them. Y'all both saying y'all going to shoot it in 4K. Y'all both saying y'all going to film it and be there for 6 hours. Y'all both got high-end cameras. Their website is decent. Your website is decent. You're asking $5,000. They're asking $2,500. I'm going to go with them. They're cheaper. You know why they're cheaper? Because you're not offering enough. You're not offering enough to compete with what they have. You're offering the same thing they're offering instead of providing more value. More value in the way of testimonials, specifically talking to that person. If I'm going after dentists and I have a testimonial from a dentist that says we chose to go with this company because we were having this problem. These were our results, you know, after working with this company. If I got three or four of those, And my client that's sitting there holding my proposal, trying to make that decision, is also a dentist. And we have three testimonials plus numbers to show what we've done for those dental offices. All three of them have increased by whatever. Again, you can't lose when you provide that to your client. But so many content creators that are providing proposals and trying to land clients, their only trick is quality. They're one trick pony. We got quality. That's it. We shoot quality, great video. That's it. That's their only trick. Provide results. You're working with businesses. Remember, they make logical decisions. And it's not their money they're spending. They'll spend a lot of money to make a lot of money. We're not dealing with people. Take the emotions out of it. If a business can spend $10,000 and make $50,000, they'll do it 10 times over. They'll do it every month. So it's important that when you're working with a beta client, you're there to get those results. You're there to keep tweaking and make the project work until you get the maximum results. So you can take that information and use that as a selling feature. That is a benefit to working with our brand, is we have a number of companies we've helped get results for. They've increased whatever by working with us. This is proof that we are an investment and not another bill. So if you can help show that, again, you're selling, you won't need to sell much. If that's in your proposal, you can just show it. People will see it and they asking you, when can you start? So that's something to definitely talk about. Kudo Beats says, do you offer them a price reduction to shoot video testimonial? I don't, because the best clients want to sell for you anyway. The best clients want to talk about how great of a time it was, how great it was working with you. I don't offer a discount, not at all. And clients beg me to shoot them. If I mention it, they're like, sure. I try to grab testimonials while I'm on set and get all the cameras and lighting stuff set up. Because they're having fun and feeling like a star, I try to grab what it's like to work with us. And then I go back for a update. So talking about what the product has done for them. But those are two different testimonials on two different parts of my website. You know what I'm saying? One is on talking about what it's like working with us. It may be in a section of talking about what's going to happen, our itinerary. And then one is to close the deal. One is right before pricing. Hey, we paid a great amount. They weren't the cheapest. You know, but we were able to get results beyond, you know, what we thought. It was more of an investment, yada, yada, yada. I'll have them speak to that. So those are some things that I have different testimonials for different parts of the sale and different clients. Keep that in mind. So let me go back to the next one. They're not structured enough to provide accurate stats. That's a major red flag when I'm working with beta clients and I notice that. And this happens when you work with a lot of mom and pop shops, smaller joints that are super small, a lot of restaurants and companies where people just woke up and decided, I want to start a business, and they didn't go to school. They don't have proper training. It's a SHIT show behind the scenes. And you're like, wow, I don't know how y'all are making it, but it's jacked up. It is what it is. So usually with those type of businesses, I pull out as being the beta, or allowing them to be a beta client. They don't have systems and processes in place. It's not going to help me. So the next step that you may have the wrong beta client is you have not put yourself in a position to help solve their problem, right? The client think you're just there to practice video and photography. It's like a girl putting you in the friend zone. Like, she don't get why you're there. You're just going to stay in the friend zone and you're going to shoot all this video and photo for me. You're going to practice. I'm going to allow you to come to my facility and practice, right? Because you got to take responsibility. You have not presented yourself in the correct way so that the client understands the relationship. I'm going to punch you in the throat again, because I get tired of people saying, well, what's on this mug? We go over that and I give you a script. I tell you what exactly to say to clients so that they understand the purpose of the relationship. They need to understand the purpose of the relationship. It has nothing to do with me practicing and I want to come there and just shoot video and shoot photos. No. A lot of guys are walking into these stores with trying to say, I want to just shoot for you to build my portfolio and you can have it. That does not help you stay in business. Does not help you at all. And I think that you have to do a better job conveying what your true purpose is. Because if they agree to it, it shouldn't be an issue of whether or not I can know what the numbers are. And we can talk about this, that, and the other. It should not be an issue if you have that relationship, right? Very important. Very important. The next one is just to let you know that you may have the wrong beta client, is you need to convince the client that content is the future. If you are convincing them that this will help you grow your, help grow your business, that this is the future, that this is what you need. You need, you know, you need social media and you should be posting every day. If you're there to teach them that, they are not ready. Get out of there. They are not experienced enough. They don't have a track record of trying anything to say that your version is better. You are not there to educate them on that. You are looking for clients who are ready to take things to the next level. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking for, you're not looking to teach somebody everything from the beginning. All right. Let me go to the next one. Last but not least. And I'm letting the gold members go into the room. They're getting ready to jump into the room. Gold members, the room is cracking. Last but not least is a major red flag as to why you may have the wrong beta client is you have no relationship with the decision maker. You have no relationship with the decision maker. You're hearing it from a person that's next to a person that's next to a person that this is what they want you to do. You have not developed a relationship with the person who makes the decisions, with the person who looks at the analytics to make changes in the company, with the person that's in charge of the marketing, with the person that is aggressively trying to grow his business. If you do not have a relationship with that person, you have wasted your time. I've worked with companies like Raising Cane's and I've had great relationships with their CEOs as a guy who was coming in to film some stuff, right? I've had the opportunity to sit down and chop it up with them numerous times. I've worked with cities and I've had long meetings and great relationships with mayors that are actually on my Facebook friend list, still friends with a lot of the mayors from local cities around the areas that I've shot with. And these are mayors of busy cities. And I've had no problem reaching them, shaking hands, calling them up, having direct access to them. And I'm, you know, for city jobs. So there's no way a mom and pop shop can tell me that they don't have time to meet with me, or there's no way I can develop a relationship with the decision makers. That's BS, complete BS. All right. So with that being said, you have a list of 8 things to help determine whether or not you have the wrong beta client. A lot of it has to do with you. A lot of it has to do with your ability to make decisions and go down a path or a direction that will benefit your business. And you got to make those hard decisions. We can't make it for you. I do provide you with enough information to help you try to look at your area and determine whether or not you have a good niche, but a lot has to do with the man in the mirror and you having the ability to say, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do it. I'm sticking with it. Even if somebody throw money at me outside of this niche, I am focused on this niche. Everything about my business will be designed to go after this niche. You have to make that determination because every great company around you has made that determination. Every great company around you has decided who their target audience is and they've built their brand into living within that niche and catering to that target audience. So that is something you have to do. You want to service everybody, you're going to be the cheap guy like Walmart. There aren't any brands that's made for everybody that sell anything other than cheapness. Cheap, cheap, cheap. That's it. McDonald's, everybody and their mama eat there, not because the food is good, because it's cheap. So there you go. Now you know. So let's go ahead and let's chop it up with our gold members. Everybody in the room. That way we can see who got some W's this week before we close out, because we're going to keep it short, because we're going to get to this after hours and we're going to chop it up. For those who aren't gold members, who want to become gold members, there you go. That's where it's at. We'll give it a second. Give people a second to pop in and go from there. But we'll make sure that give people some time. Give people some time. Real quick, I'm gonna ask that everybody in the chat, post your wins. Post your wins. Where do you get stickers made? Sticker Mule. Sticker Mule. So we'll give people some time to post their wins. We'll do is we'll go, let's bring on some gold members and chop it up real quick before we go to the after hours, before we make it short and sweet. But we got a few in the room waiting for a few more to come in. No wins, just surviving. Got to survive. Got to survive. So we'll give it. Let me go ahead and go to my let me go ahead and go here real quick. There we go. We got two so far. So we're waiting up three. Okay. Two in the possible. Give him some time to jump on here and do his thing. Do his thing. I know you got some wins, bro. I know you got some wins. You want to start the wins off? I know you got wins. Don't even look at me like you ain't got wins. I know you got wins. Yeah, you. Go for it. I can't hear you. I can't hear nothing. None of what you're talking about. Make sure y'all mic's on. Could be me, though. Nope. I think I know why. It's not you. It's me. Okay, let me hear y'all now.
Testing one, two. Can
you hear us?
Yeah, it was me. It was all me. It was user error. I'll take that one for the
take
team.
That L.
I'll take that L for the team. And let's hear them. Let's hear. Go ahead. You rubbing your hands. I'm going to let you go first.
All right. So, had a meeting with another city. Not a business, a city.
That's big.
Seven businesses need video that we're working on contract for. Then the city needs stuff itself. And then just got out of a meeting today because I'm in my wonderful, freshly buttoned up, approved attire.
I like that. I see you.
Trying to get like Flash Film Media.
Matching the microphone as well. You matching the microphone.
You know, it's close. Yeah. It's almost there.
The color scheme you got.
The chamber. We have 255 members that are gonna. We're working on a deal with the chamber where we can provide them services once they join.
That's gonna work like an automatic sign up type of deal.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And getting paid for it.
Yeah, that's a win. Whenever you can be a part of somebody else's enrollment process, like you're automatically getting a check, life is good.
I got some L's.
Let's hear the L's too.
Let's not think about the L's.
Yeah,
L's I get big. L's.
L's are good. L's are good. People L's are like stacking blocks for the W's, but you know.
Yeah. So as module one states, follow up. I didn't follow up on a couple of clients. I slept on them. So this past weekend, I had an event for another city. And they went over. I told you about this, Ty, offline. But they went over budget. And if I would have talked to them like a couple weeks earlier, I would have been locked in. But that was at least three stacks for easy work. That was an L. So that hurt.
Yeah, that hurt.
And I didn't show enough value for three other jobs. So still waiting to hear back on the other one. It's kind of tentative, but it got rescheduled. But it was still an L in my book because it would have worked out beneficially for the day, making $1,000 a day, you know, for millionaire status. That's the goal. But those three jobs went away because of rescheduling and then not adding enough value for a school dance because everyone's graduating or end of semester, end of year dance. We didn't show enough value, so they thought we were too pricey. So it's a lot of give and take of following up and making sure, being consistent in giving the value.
And a lot of times that's why, it's big to all of it's in the branding, the website, the reel, all of that stuff helps build value. It's difficult. You know what I'm saying? Shooting from the hip. Sometimes you got to make sure you got it all of it.
Yeah. And that's where we're really at right now is trying to make sure we reallocate funds to, because we're still going through module one, getting things in process, because I love you, but at times I do hate you.
That's perfect.
You know how it is.
It's designed to do that. You should hate me, and then you should love me. It's like a Sour Patch Kid.
I thought I had a good website, and then I was like, oh, it's kind of like a gym story. And needless to say, I need to add a lot more money to it. And speaking of another win, that guy who just joined, good news there. Client's extremely interested in subscription-based for a year, and he's not blinking on price. So
I like that.
Yeah, that's still in the works. It's still in the works, but these were in the last couple days, and it's about following up. But I got to jump off. I got to go pick up my wife, so I'll be on the phone. I'll be back.
All right. We know you're listening. We know you'll jump in real quick. Kudo Beats said, "Time starting off. What would happen if I started off charging $1,000? Then in a few years, the quality became $5,000. There's no such thing as recovering from being the cheap guy. Whatever you start up as, you're going to finish as. You can't be Kia and then decide you want to make Rolls Royce style cars and you want to charge $500,000. Nobody will ever pay that amount for a Kia. It sucks. They'll have a better chance coming out with a whole different brand, maybe calling it Genesis or something, to sell a higher end car. So the goal is, the way I teach it in my courses is, if you understand what, see, the thing is this, quality won't bring you more money. I don't care if you go from, a DSLR to an Alexa, quality won't change your money, won't change what you can charge. There's no such thing. What you offer as a company, your ability to solve problems and understand what your client needs, is what will make you more valuable. You can do that now with the camera and gear that you currently have, if you understand how to build your business. A big thing too is, I talk a lot about in module one, when you get a beta client, they're going to tell you the amount of money companies spend, so that you can create a, so you'll know if you're in the niche and they telling you like, look, we only spend $20,000 a year on marketing. You can't expect to get all of that from every client all the time. You can't expect to do $50,000 videos in that niche. But if you understand what their problem are and what they have to spend, then you can maximize the dollar amount you get by solving their problems within a budget they have already presented to you. Or you may say, this niche ain't for me. They don't got money to spend. I'm not going to go make videos for barbers, because barbers don't want to spend more than a couple $100 for a video. However, a dentist has $30, $40, $50, $60, $200,000 a year to spend in content and marketing. So I may create a video for a dentist. The quality wouldn't change from barber to dentist. In fact, it'll probably go more boring for the dentist side, because they don't need all of them cats flipping and doing all of that. They need somebody sitting there with a shallow background talking. And then you may do at most a sliding shot of somebody in a chair getting worked on. Like, you're not going to do all this crazy stuff for dentists and make way more. So when you have the client or the beta client that can set you up for success, these questions will be answered by the person that is your actual client, and not your mom and them, who want to see you do good, but they're not the person that makes the decisions. They don't live like a dentist. They don't work like a dentist. They haven't been through what dentists go through to know what they would charge. So your beta client is your best friend if you do it right. If you do it wrong, you're just a starving artist that want to use their facilities to make cute videos that they will show on their website just because, and you will have a demo reel. So it's extremely important that you know where you want to go before you get help doing it. Let me see. Pivot. Being able to do. Okay. I'm just looking at some of the stuff that's popping up. So it takes time. It takes time. Okay. Any other wins? Any other gold member wins? Whoever want to go in, jump right in. Go for it. There you go.
All right. So first of all, I have a win by extension, I'm calling it, without getting into saying, names, but I have a extended family member got news today. They beat cancer.
That's a big win. That's a big win. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little scary there for a minute, but yeah, they got a clean bill of health today.
That's dope. I like that.
much. As far as personal wins go, met with a CEO about doing some other stuff here moving forward. They invited me out to a grand opening this summer. Going to turn that into you know, hopefully being able to bring the whole family out, you know, to a nice little area, and you know, and it becomes a legitimate business write off. You know, because we'll be traveling for business and just put the family in the car with me. Yep. You know.
And make sure you talk about business. Make them sit through a whole podcast of business. No, I'm just kidding. They're gonna be killing. Yeah.
but no, it is. It's gonna be like it all. It's gonna be a big deal. So you know, but yeah, compared to the family member, I got nothing. but yeah, so yeah, that there's my two things. So just wanted to. I'll throw it out there. And I appreciate all the love that I'm seeing, guys. I'll pass it along.
Make sure you definitely pass it. That's a major win. That's a grand slam and then a win. The family stuff is a grand slam, of course. That's what I like to hear. All right. I'm waiting on I'm calling out Alex. I'm waiting on Alex to pop on here and talk with us, you know, since he's spoken into existence. You know what I'm talking about. If you're a member of the community, you know what I'm talking about. I want to hear him pop on here and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully he got a camera or something he can jump on, but we'll see. In the meantime, any other W's? Go for it.
All right. I only got a couple. It's been a little slow week. But so I was talking to a like sort of longer time client today, and this dude has been, he's just one of those people like you were talking about a little earlier that like, he just doesn't believe in social media. Like he's just one of those, like it's, I would highly recommend you don't get that as a beta client because those people will drive you crazy.
They sure will.
But like, I don't know, we sandboxed him within a set of services that we can make good margin on and still deliver him good value. But then he wanted to meet today and he had this company approach him and they like basically offered him this like ridiculous kind of scammy offer, but it made him think like, you know what, maybe we should do social media. Maybe we should do that stuff. So we talked about some subscriptions today. And he's hoping that he's going to be ready to do that like within the next month or two. So if he's going to be in it, I'm going to be happy about it. That'll be a solid little subscription, but let's see what else.
That way you can make it make sense for him.
Yeah, yeah. And let's see. I had another client tell me that they want me to pay them more often, or want to pay me more often.
Okay.
That's they're like, we want you to invoice us more often. I was like, okay. That's, I won't say no to that.
That's that. I mean, are you charging them once every 2 months or something? Or are they like,
no, it's like monthly.
Okay.
They just wanted to do it. They wanted to do it weekly for some reason. They're like, we want to pay you more often. I was like, okay, dude.
They're trying to move through that budget for the year.
I hope so. We'll see.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
That's some good.
Yeah, that's my win.
That's some good W.
Other than that, we slow. So.
That's some real good W's. Okay. I like that. Okay. Brandy or Brandon, any of y'all got any W's?
Slow week. Still working on those proposals from last week, closing those. And, but I'm starting module 2. I call that a win. Okay. I'm in like the fourth section and I'm like, okay, I see why we need all these modules. I'm actually working on it right now.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I mean, Brandon, we just got to hear your voice, man. You got to just, you know what I'm saying? We got to get you some screen time. Okay.
I'm just, well, I guess wins. I'm just still honing my craft as far as editing and videography skills. And also we've, Brandy got to talk to a movie director today. She didn't mention that. But
cinematographer. Yeah, that was dope.
She's going to just swipe that under the bridge. You're going to just, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think of that. I don't know why I didn't think of that, but yeah. Was, I guess that is a win. Day. That was cool.
It was nothing.
It's been a crazy day.
Right. It was nothing. You know, we do it all the time, you know.
But yeah, just really working on honing my skills so I can try to improve every single month.
And don't forget, man, it's, you know, I tell people all the time, to get into it, you ain't got to be good at everything. You got to know where to find the right people who can do it for you and just work it into the price. I don't edit as much as I used to. It's the bottleneck of my business. Like, I'm better off going after more clients. I used to edit everything, and editing is probably my favorite part. I just like putting it together. But I pass it on because, you know, it's cheaper for me to pass it on, get great quality, you know, add that to my price going into the job. And it's, you know, I got more time with my friends and family. Or to sleep, and I love to sleep. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm quick to pass it off. I'll be passing it off in a heartbeat. But, you know, just, you know, I try to hire people that's better at things, you know, better at certain things than I am. So not only am I not having to do it, but it's going to come out better than it would have even if I did it. So I'm always trying to find people to push the company in areas that I can't, or I don't have time to practice to push the company into, you know, like editing, like it takes time to be a good editor. And you can sit and learn all of that and read books, and, or you can put that into growing the business and then put people in place to, take things to that level. There you go. That's the guy. He got a super win. If you're a member of the community, if you're a gold member, you already know what it is, but he got a super win. I'm gonna let him, come on here and, tear it up real quick. Whenever you're ready, man.
What's going on, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah. What's up, Big Alex?
So you was over there whipping some kids or something?
Nah, they over here whooping me. my son trying to be Beyblade champion of the world. A few days ago, after we were on the, you know, the gold member after hour, I landed my biggest deal to date from TikTok.
TikTok,
11,000.
I mean,
not from TikTok. Thumbtack.
Okay.
Thumbtack. TikTok is next.
Yeah, TikTok is next.
But my biggest deal from Thumbtack, it was an $11,000 deal. It's with a young lady who owns a commercial and residential cleaning company. She's ready. She's ready to take her business to the next level. Like we was doing her onboarding call yesterday. And she's like, yeah, I'm about to hire 8 more people. And we about to get this training videos done. Cause that's part of what we're doing. We're doing training videos. We're doing a brand video. We're going to be doing some ads that she's going to be able to use on social media. And some customer testimonials.
Now, let me ask you a question. So, when she posted the job on Thumbtack, what was the posted budget?
She didn't. Well, I don't even remember what it was probably something low, because Thumbtack has like tiers that you can select when you put up a job description, where it's like, what's your budget? It'd be like 0 to 400 or 400 to 700 or 700 to 1,000, something like that. And I think hers was probably like the $400 to $700 range. And in the ad, she basically said, I'm looking for some B-roll to make some videos for social media or something like that. Something to that effect. And when I got on the phone with her, I was just like, first, always, I wanted to know what the intent was. Like, you know, I want to know why it is that you want to make the content. I want to know what you're expecting it to do. And as I'm talking to her, I'm hearing about her business and what it is that she wants. I'm like, well, I was just like, look, you know, I could do what you're asking me to do, but it's not going to do anything for you. Like, I can come up there, I can shoot some B-roll. You could, you know, maybe cut you together a couple clips for social media, but it's not gonna move the needle for your business. And so I just started giving her ideas of like basically like what I, you know, pieces of content that I thought actually would move the needle, and letting her know that like, yo, if you're gonna start jumping into video, which she said she really wanted to do.
Oh, your stuff muted for some reason.
Entrepreneurs starting up a company like that, they start off just the only advertising they're doing is being on Thumbtack or Nextdoor or you know, websites like that.
she hasn't done any type of marketing other than that. And I mean, she says she's been in business for 5 years and is making money and all of that. But now she's, look, kid, turn around, go the other way. Nope.
So let me,
no, what do you mean?
Let me say something while you do that. Let me say something like, because I think that the reason I wanted to even look at that, because it's so important when you get people approach you on Thumbtack and they are have an idea of what they think a budget is and what they really think the video they want is, when you go there to solve the problems and dig deep in them pain points. And I tell you all the time, don't let them just tell you what they want. Find out what their pain points are. Dig deeper, because when you dig deeper, you can offer value that makes more sense, and companies and people are willing to spend more. Sometimes, you know, just like I said, somebody go to the doctor, you got a knee, you know, you're having a knee issue. Come to find out, you need a new mattress, a back brace, and some insoles. You bought way more than you thought you would buy, but it helps solve the problem of having a hurting knee. And that's exactly what he did with this Thumbtack client. He was able to take what she thought was an issue, have a conversation with her to realize what her true pain points are, and then offer the right solution for those pain points. Now, the right solution was more expensive than what she had in mind, but because the value was there, she's willing to spend big money for it. And that's one thing we push big here at Flash Film Academy, is making sure that we are the doctor writing the prescription and not just a one size fit all. I'm going to give you what you need so you can be out of here. Because when you are that doctor and you're writing that prescription, so all that value just means more money for yourself. So yeah, Alex, I think that's a great example of that.
Yeah. And I mean, she's like really a perfect client because she knows the value of video. She needs guidance. And she was straight up about that. She's like, I really want to start showing my face more. Like, I've never really advertised. I've never really, you know, represented the brand like that. And I know I need to be on video, you know, but she's like, I don't know where to start. And I was like, we can help you with that.
Perfect. And see, and when you got the brand built around that target audience and helping them grow, companies will invest whatever they need to invest to take things to the next level. And a reason I really wanted you to come on, because I wanted to show people how, one, Thumbtack is a viable source to get clients, and two, if you like, why it's so important to have a brand that caters to a specific type of audience with proof, because you can take somebody who walk in the door thinking 400 is going to be enough, and at the end of the day, they're happy to spend 10, 11, 12,000 with you to get it right. But if you don't have the brand in place to offer that solution, you will not get there. You will not get bigger jobs like that, because you don't look like you can help them. You got to, when you go, somebody go to a doctor and they don't have that white coat on and that stethoscope around their neck, you don't feel like they are equipped to do the job. If they're not, you know, getting x-rays and all, they got all this machinery, you don't feel like they're really looking into your back problem or your knee problem, or they have to have the equipment and the facilities and the location to look the part. And your website, your logo, your colors, your demo reel all needs to be in place to help the client feel like you can help them take it to the next level. You can't be a $2 company and help a $300,000 company become a $400,000 company. They won't look at you and think that you have, you know, the ability to do it. Have you ever had somebody and their life is just trash and they try to give you life advice? Like, their life is just trash. They're, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, that's what your company doing. They riding around in a bucket, wearing clothes from 3 days ago, eating beans out of cans, and they want to tell you how to get a Bentley. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's like somebody big trying to tell you how to lose weight. It just don't work like that. So you have to build your brand to be in a position to give the advice and give advice that the client will continue to pay for. You can't do that with a $2 company, with a $2 website, with a $2 logo and a $2 shirt, with $2 appearance. It's not going to happen. So that's why it's so important that you point that finger at yourself before you start saying clients ain't paying, it's oversaturated, nobody paying attention to me, I done sent all these proposals and nobody writing me back. You don't look like a person or a business that's in a position to help that company. So make sure you work on that. Kind of what I want to talk about also with the Thumbtack client, they're gonna probably refer you like crazy. Have they spoken about moving and things beyond this project?
Not yet. Is my mic on?
Yeah, you on.
Yeah. Not yet, because we're still really just getting the ball rolling. Because it took almost like the initial conversations were pretty quick, but then after that, I did the proposal, sent it out. She said that it was all great. I signed it. She took a couple of days to sign it, and from signing to paying the deposit took a couple of weeks. But she told me that up front. She was like. Like, yo, you know, get and also I think another thing that helped me land the deal was that because like I knew what kind of timeline it was going to be to get the project done. Like it wasn't going to be with the amount of content that I was trying to do for that I proposed. And then on top of that, like even before we finished.
I think your audio cut out for a second. I think it switched mic.
What was up? I didn't hear that last part. I think my phone is messing up.
No, I see your audio switched out. It went. I hear you now, but it just like changed inputs.
Hold on. My thing is. Yeah. Okay. My thing was trying to tell me that there's something else for me to do. But
I hear you, but I don't see you now.
Wait.
Okay.
There we go. My phone just doing. See, I'm not at my office, man. I'm usually at the office. We got it all set up.
That's why I appreciate you even popping on. I know.
But before we even finished, you know, the whole thing, she was like, "Yeah, add training videos into that," and so that just added to the total because I think without the training videos, I mean, it wasn't going to be that much different because the training videos is going to be pretty simple. But it would have been a little bit below $11,000 without the training video. But I didn't even ask her about it. We can do training videos.
Let me ask you this. Do you care to share some aha moments the client had, like when you presented it to her based off what she asked for?
I think her aha moment was in hearing me talk about like how she would need to use video to do what she wanted to do. That I think she just realized it was a bigger thing than she imagined. Or that, you know, the aha moment of like one video is not going to do it. I think that's probably where the wheels started turning for her. I don't know, man. Like,
I think don't
I just tell people what I know, what I see. And it was just like, yeah, I could do exactly what you're asking me to do, but it's not going to do what you want it to do.
Right. And that's the thing. That's why it's so important to realize what you want, what their outcome is or what their idea of success is. Sometimes require a lot more than they're knowledgeable of to get there. And sometimes you got to say, hey, it's going to take more than that, or we got to go a different route, or I know you want to do X, Y, and Z. This is not the way to get there. Let me devise a plan or create a plan to help you get there. And that's, you know.
And something else that I want to mention is that I actually offered her more than the $11,000. So with the structure-based pricing, because when I went to look her up, I couldn't find her website anywhere. There are no social media presence. So like I have a partnership with the agency. Jet, did you just spill water again, dude? I have a partnership with an agency that does social media. So now like it's a standard practice for me as part of my deals where I'm trying to give people this type of content and I see that they don't really have a social media presence. I offer them, you know, a starter package of social media management with this agency that I'm partnered with. So like if she had done everything, social media and like new website, which in talking to her, I found out she already had somebody working on the website. It would have been like 16 grand, but she was like, I'm good on the website. I already got somebody working on it. Okay, fine. Uncheck that box. And then it was like, I like the look of the social media stuff, but I'll hold off on it for now. Maybe we'll come back to that later. Okay. Uncheck that box. And we was down to 11,000.
Do you white label that or do the social media company establishes that relationship?
I white label it, but I bring like I don't hide them. Like they come in on the meetings, but like on the initial meetings I'll be there. Like for instance, with my new podcasting client, they're designing the graphics for their podcast. So that's another thing that I do. They have a package of social media graphics that they offer people. That's a, you know, reasonable price or whatever. And so when I see people who don't have a lot of social media content, or their social media content looks all over the place, when I'm, you know, doing video for them, I'll offer them that. Like, hey, if you want an easier way to create content, you want templates, like we can create you a set of social media templates that'll make it easier for you to create content consistently. And so I've did that with the podcasting client. I've offered that to a few different people. But it's just, it's like looking for those upsells, looking for those opportunities.
I think that a lot of people missed the opportunity to do some consultant work on the side, just like you said, by offering templates and, you know, hey, we may not be there to shoot it, or you may not be ready for that, but we can put some items in place that you can use on your own until you work your way up to what, you know, to our full fledged offering. So a lot of people missed the opportunity to consult a client. So you may also want to do that. I've had a client pay me to come in to help them build out a department, and choose the right gear they need. And I mean, it was a five-figure deal. And all I did was help them hire people and get the right equipment and set up an area in the building for what they needed. And I didn't shoot anything. I didn't edit anything. I was just there to help make decisions. So I think that's also an opportunity that you guys may run into working with bigger clients.
Well, I just set a meeting for today with a real estate broker, or a realtor with his own like team, for next week. Where the reason I even ran into him was because I saw it was either on LinkedIn or Indeed or something. He's actually looking for a full time videographer, and like I looked him up, and like young brother really doing some things. I really like the motivation of his company, his story. And so I sent him a message today, a video message using, what's that thing called? The Soapbox. And I was just like, hey man, I see I'm familiar with you and your team. I know your story. Da, 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 da. I see you looking to hire a videographer full time. Well, you know, if you're interested, you know, maybe I can offer you some suggestions on things to look for, questions to ask, equipment that you might want to look at if you're going to buy equipment. And, you know, long shot, I know, I'm not expecting this, you know, maybe the way that you might even be able to save money if you were to go the agency route instead of hiring a full-time videographer. Because his budget that he put on the listing for hiring a full-time videographer is 40 G's. You know what I could do for somebody with 40 grand?
Yeah.
And the team that I got? Yep. Like, we've a lot. And then you're not even thinking about, you know, what equipment he may have to buy for his person, you know, the cost of benefits taxes that you pay as an employer. So at the end of the day, he's probably going to end up spending $50,000 to $60,000 to hire a full-time videographer. You give me a 60 G budget, it's on.
I had that same thing with a car dealership who had posted that they were looking to pay somebody 50 or 60 grand to photograph and maintain their inventory. They were getting, and this was a used dealership, so they weren't getting 500 cars dropped off at a time. They were doing 10 to 15 cars a week. So what I did was I hired someone. I went and got the contract and said, we can do it for 60%, 70% of that price. I hired a beginning photographer and paid them per car and had them go out to the dealership. And we had this contract for about 6 months just to capture images of the car. And I want to say, It was a contract that probably paid 35, 40 grand and cost me under 15. So, you know, just the client was happy because no matter what, we send somebody out to cover cars. And some days it got crazy. We'll send two or three guys out if they got a big, you know, if they stocked up for like summer. But it was something that it was literally, you know, making 10, 20,000. I think it was like 18 and some change. And you're just directing people. You're sitting back, just directing people. So, you know, I for a while started to approach a lot of used car dealerships. He was like, "I'm on here, I made it." That's your twin, bro. So I started approaching the car dealerships and looking for dealerships that were hiring. And that was in the beginning when I was trying to figure out what my niche was, and I was all over the place, but it worked. It was one of the ways I helped get the business off the ground. So
yeah, man. So fingers crossed that that turns into something. If nothing else, it might be a relationship where I could get like one foot in the real estate game.
But that's what's up, man. I like that. I wanted to make sure you got on here and again talked about that big win, because people need to hear, you know, you may get wins in places you're not, you know, people overlooking Thumbtack and Bark, thinking like, oh, I don't want to compete. I don't want to pay to go. But if you get one of them, you know, you get one of them a month.
That's my goal. You know, that's my exact goal, is one deal a month. If I get one, like I, right now we're spending in leads on Thumbtack, depending on the month, between $250 to $400 in leads. So I get, and I, my smallest, well, I won't say my smallest, because I took a couple like really simple deals for like less than a G, but I just sent somebody else to do those. But my smallest deal where I actually had to be boots on the ground involved was like $3,000. So
I used to spend, when I was a top guy, I probably was top guy in this market. I was spending probably between $800 and $1,200 on leads, but I never had a month below 13.5. Like never had a month. Like it was to the point where when I started mastering Thumbtack is when I stepped away from my job. Cause I was like, I'm doing, you know, 10 hours of work, doing what I love, and I'm making, you know, 150% of what I'm making giving y'all 40 hours. Why would I continue to give y'all 40 hours? And I cut the job off. It was in the way. And that's one thing, like I was scared to death, but my job was messing with my real money. That's how I looked at it. Like this little money, this money is the little money now getting in the way of the real money. And I got to go get this real money, cause I can do it in less time. And I control everything, my days off. And it was weird when I first did it. But when you learn to fly, it's easy to fly.
Yeah. And anybody else who is wondering about the whole Thumbtack hustle, like with this deal, it's come to around $30,000 in worth of business landed this year. A couple of those deals are still in process. So like, you know, the full balance hasn't been paid, but I mean, it's been a great portion of business for this year.
Yeah. You said
that. Hey, Ty, you said 13.5. Did you mean 13,000 or 1,300?
1,000.
Okay.
Yeah. So
good enough.
What you think he mean, man?
So 13.5. I'm sitting here trying to do the math.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's
selling headshots like they crack.
That's right. All it takes is a few videos. All it takes is when you start mastering the $3,000+ video, when you start getting 8, 10, 12, like you're going to get, they're going to always fall in your lap. You stack a bunch of $3,500 videos on top of that. You straight. And you're not.
So I heard what I, go ahead.
No, I was saying you're not working as hard as you think.
Okay. I heard what Alex was saying last week about Thumbtack. And so I started making a profile. But I want to know what you have to have in place for your business in order to begin to start on Thumbtack.
Because
I wanted to make sure I had the business things in order. I realized I need more, I think.
I think it was breaking up, but I think you were asking what business-wise you need to have in place to start on Thumbtack. Really nothing. They don't require nothing. I don't think you even need an LLC. I'm going to be honest with you. They don't require nothing. Because how you accept payment is between you and them. Yeah, you can be a freelancer and set up a profile.
And most of the people on there that's doing video, doing photos, they're freelancers. They're not agencies. They're not. And the thing is, I present myself as an agency, and I carry myself as an agency. I talk like an agency. So, which is one reason why I think people gravitate towards what I'm doing and my approach. Like there's a deal that I actually didn't get last week too, that would have been like I want to say it was a $6,000 or $7,000 deal to photo and video an event for a nonprofit. And they said that they couldn't do it on this one, but they already had two events coming later in the year that they want to talk to me about. So I guess they just waited too long, didn't have the budget for this event, but they was like, yo, we want to talk to you. And because, you know, love the proposal. We want to do it on another event, exactly the way that you have it in the proposal. So that, to me, that says we're going to find the money for you.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, one of the ways I used to kill it on Thumbtack is by presenting myself as a company and not a person. So everybody else got their headshot on their profile, and I have my company logo. And I always present it as we're a business that do X, Y, and Z. Like, if you book us, especially, and I would clean up on event photography and event videography, because one of the things I would always pitch is, with them, you're booking one person. If he gets sick, trip, or whatever, you don't have a photographer for your shoot. With us, you're booking a brand. We have photographers on staff. So, you know, it's kind of a reassuring thing that we'll have someone there no matter what. So, you know, that was just little value adder that we used to pitch, you know, compared to you hiring a person who, you know, if something happened to him, you SOL. And all I really did was had a buddy system where, you know, if it was a one man photography shoot, I got a relationship with other photographers to cover me if they weren't contracted. So, you know, we would just cover each other. And just having that relationship helped. And I mean, there's times we had to use it. There's times where he was either, you know, a friend of mine to be overbooked the hour, I'd show up and get everything going and he'd step in and do it, and it'd be vice versa. Or if he double booked or something. So it's good to have those type of relationships with somebody in your area if you're going to sell that promise. That's all I'm gonna say. But you know, sometimes you just got to take a L and send a refund, but that you don't want to do that with events, because usually events are annual. Like, nobody throws one event. Usually you working with a company that does multiple events. You burn them one time, you out. I used to sell or rent the photo booth to a college, and they wanted it for every single event. And that college would throw three events a month. You know what I mean? Yeah. So multiply $250 for 8 hours times three was coming in every month. So it was, you know, and it was something you just dropping off and setting up and really just making sure people don't steal props. So that's really the hardest thing. But again, yeah, when you develop those relationships, you don't want to lose it because you had a bad day or accident, or, you know, I had a tire blowout. I had two tires blow out on a way to cover a Cowboys game. Luckily, I had two spares in my truck because I was covering a Cowboys game. Like, I don't want to not get there because I got a flat. Like, I'm going to ride that bad boy on the rim so I can be on that sideline. Like, it is what it is. But I just happen to have two spares because, and this is module three, I talk about it in module three, what you need for your truck. And I just happen to have two spares. So, you know, just something to think about. Any other wins before we move to the after hours? Anybody else want to jump out the window? They're like, I'm cool. I'm ready to get to the after hours so we can cuss. It's all good. I'm there with you. Wait. Craig, go ahead, bro. You got your hand up.
All right. So
wait, hand test.
When you're talking about presenting yourself as a business.
Hold on. You got to do the hand test. You move the hand down real quick. There you go. Let's see the hand next to it. It's
blue. No!
If we were in The Simpsons.
Well, one's almost kind of a cartoon, and the other one looks like a real hand.
If we were in The Simpsons, yellow, that would work. It's my bad. Go for it, bro.
You were talking about looking like a business. Simply by doing that, I've been able to skip the line. There's one company that I'm looking at using for for some recurring stuff. You know, not as a client, but as a service that I would use. And instead of presenting myself as Creighton Holub, you know, like on like Instagram or like Facebook Messenger, you know, like, hey, I have a question about this and I'm trying to figure out how y'all service would fit in with this. And they see it's not just a person. It's not just a solo guy. It is, hey, here's a company that is looking at doing business, and it's not just that one guy. You jump the line. And I've been talking to CEOs all week.
Yeah. That's, you know, remember,
it's not Coca-Cola. It's not Boeing.
You got to speak in French. We, I never say I always say we.
Mm-hmm.
I speak a lot of French to my clients.
But jumping to the very top of a national photo lab is kind of, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. It's like, hey, you know, like this is a really good thing, because honestly, at the end of the day, I'm trying to bring them a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
that's, I think that's a big selling feature, a big value feature for your client when they want to work with businesses. Companies don't want to work with people. People are just, they're not consistent. They don't have systems and processes. They want to work with businesses. Always present yourself as a business. I'm just a representative of that business. I don't even tell people I own the business. I don't want them trying to negotiate price and all of that. If you went to the register with the person that owned the business, you're going to try to pay less than they have listed. I tell them I am a representative of the company. You just so happen to call here and reach me twice. So that's how I present it. I didn't mean to cut you off, Craig. Now I'm going to give you the floor back. That was it. Okay. There was a question that popped up. Kudo Beach says, how often do you provide content to your beta client? That depends on your beta client and what service you're offering. That's another thing that's covered in module one. Cause it talks about what you should be offering your client and how to discuss what that looks like. And that would answer that question. But the goal is to, beta clients won't try to get you for as much as they can if you set the parameters. In module one, we talk about how to set the parameters. We talk about what you need to present them with so that beta client can help you become successful. You are in control of that situation, not them. So that definitely. All right. Any other W's before we go to the after hour? Okay. Mario in the Brinks truck, live in the Brinks truck. Every time I'm in my work truck, I call it the Brinks truck because you're getting that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm trying to pick up more on that. Well, actually, yeah, I got a big up. I went full time already, so it's pretty exciting for me to just to do that. I quit my day job, and kind of like what you were just saying right now, that big money, that money is getting involved. It's getting on the other way of the other money, but so that's one big up for me, and. This week I had a shoot yesterday. I just got a shoot right now. And it was cool because it was from a sushi place. And that just kind of expands me to another venture, because instead of just American food and Mexican food, now I can present, you know, that type of product to Asian cuisine and just expand my network with that. So those are the W's for me this week.
That's a huge W. Let me say that again, because I think people need to hear that. This man has quit his day job. He's doing this full time. If you've watched Mario, if you've been watching the live, you've seen where Mario started and where Mario at, how he grew, how he built, how he went from a car to a truck, growing the business. This man has quit his day job. So please make sure you give some love in the comments and everywhere. That's a big, big step. And it's just like you said, your business money start getting in the way of your 9-to-5 money, and you like, I gotta go get the rest of this money.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of time that I need, you know, especially with how much I get involved with the clients that I have. There's meetings, and especially with the associations, there's meetings. Like yesterday, a friend of mine invited me to go to a Cisco. Kind of party and stuff like that, and if I was working on my day job, I would have not gone. So you know, I went because I was free yesterday. But you know, for that, just meeting distributors like that, having those kind of networks, and you know, eventually they got me kind of infiltrating my way into making hopefully video production for those kind of big companies. That's what I'm aiming at, you know, because then I've been looking at what they do, and they're not really telling like a story or anything like that, how they can relate to a restaurateur, or how is their product beneficial for them, or their distribution, or anything like that. They don't have anything explaining video. So I'm definitely going to be pursuing that with business cards that I've been obtaining throughout these few months.
That's what's up. I like that. I love to see the progress, man. It's the best thing about meeting here every week is just seeing people grow and just seeing businesses take off. There you go. The information you need to jump and do it full time is definitely out there. We definitely, you know, that's why I like to see the growth. I like to hear about the big deals on Thumbtack. I like to hear about the small wins and the big wins, and what you may consider some L's. They aren't really L's, but they're just micro wins that help you get in the, you know, go in the right direction. So it's about beating up. Would you say?
I do got a question on Thumbtack, because personally, I don't know if it's because of my niche or whatnot, but I have more luck getting new clients or prospects through social media. But through Thumbtack, I really don't have that much luck. Would you guys, because I always get like weddings, like I kind of have my bio that I'm in the hospitality industry, videography, right? But like I always get weddings and stuff like that. Personally, I don't like weddings and or other type of videography and of content creation. But would you guys recommend that I put, do not reach out to me if it's not for a restaurant, or should I just step out a little bit from my niche and start getting those, you know, low hanging fruit type of thing?
I think no. What?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. What I was gonna say, and I was talking to somebody else about this a couple of days ago, is get very, very specific on your profile about what it is that you do. Like, I make it abundantly clear on my profile that our company works with businesses. The other thing that you got to do is make sure that you're not, like, when you go to make your profile on Thumbtack and it asks you what services you want to offer, it'll offer like several things under videography. It'll offer video production. It'll say events and weddings. It'll say live streaming. It'll say video editing. The majority of us should only be saying that we want leads from video production, because weddings, you're going to get a bunch of trash leads. Editing, you're going to get a bunch of trash leads. Live streaming, you just won't get no leads at all. If you're out in Vegas, you might. If you're in LA, you might. But like everywhere, you know, big city like that, you might get some live streaming leads. But like my market, Orlando's a pretty big city, but I hardly ever get a lead for live streaming unless it's for a wedding. And so I found that I'm only accepting those automatic leads on Thumbtack from video production. And that has brought my cost for leads way down and has stopped it, so that most of the time I don't get any of those garbage leads from the weddings or any of that stuff. Like every once in a while, somebody like puts their ad or whatever under the wrong category, and so I'll get hit with somebody looking for a wedding videographer. But the majority of the time, like, I'm only getting hit up by people trying to do business, or sometimes I get like aspiring filmmakers.
I was going to say the same thing. Be specific. A lot of times we get on there and we see so much. We want everything. We want to go after everything, but our profile doesn't cater to nobody. So build that profile to cater to a specific job type and only go after that job type. I've even went as far as having multiple Thumbtack profiles. This is a little trick. I don't know if they let you. They last time I was on it, they didn't let you do it. So I would have different email addresses. And each email address will have a different profile that's set up to do different things. So a lot of times, if I really wanted to flood somebody, I can just pay for a lead three times and compete against myself, but that's cheating. But I would have specific profiles that are just designed for like headshots or for corporate event photography or for highlight videos. And I had three, I think, at the time, and I just used three different email addresses. And that's what I did. So that I built profiles. They all were Flash Film Media, but they were just different profiles. Flash Film Weddings, Flash Film Photo Booths. And I built it, you know, built those profiles so that when I did compete or negotiate or talk to a client, when they went back to my profile, it only showed a profile that catered to what they wanted. It was all none but headshots. So it's real important that you kind of, you know, it helps sell the value of what you do. I'll say that.
Okay. Yeah. Because on my profile, I have all the questionnaires done. Everything is done, But, you know, I think the targeting is what's kind of off. I think I need to remove video editing and then just keep video production on, because I would get leads that they're already automatically paid for, you know, $50-$60 leads that they're already paid for, and they're like weddings. And even though sometimes they would say, hey, I know you probably don't shoot weddings, but I want to get a quote from you. And I'm like, it's already a lead paid. So I kind of just keep, you know, keep following up with it. But I think I need to just on my bio be more specific that I am a video production company that records only for restaurant tours or restaurant business or the hospitality business, right?
Yeah. And I would just get out of weddings, uncheck weddings and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I still, like, sometimes I get even for that they want a music video, and I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need to spend time on that.
Yeah, I don't. Music videos don't pay. They don't pay enough for me. And I don't even. I'm real picky and selective on it. So, yeah. But once you get it, like, once you start it, because thumbtack is somewhat easy. Like, once you start to get going, it's, you know, it's nothing but layups at that point. Because you can get funneled people that need what you have to offer. And like I said, if you are a brand and not a person, and you have your profile dedicated to that specific job types, closing sales gotten 50% easier. So a lot of people saying, well, I don't want to spend money on leads and not close. If I know that half of my leads going to close, I'm going to take it. Half of the leads that I pay for, I'm going to close. I'm going to definitely take it. And again, I've made 5 figures monthly on Thumbtack without a problem. Easily. Wow. Easily.
Yeah. Next month, I think we're going to have we didn't have this month. The person was out of town. But next month, it's going to be the meetups for the Colorado professional film from cinematography guys. But it's pretty much, you know, all the old school guys that they've been in the business here in Colorado for more than 20 plus years. And the number one thumbtack, bidder, or the one that gets the most contracts rated, well, the one number one rated thumbtack videographer, it's the one that leads those. And I met him once already, and I'm probably going to pick his brain on the next meetup and see what works for him, and you know, if he can share some of the secrets as you guys know.
Yeah, once you become the top videographer in the area, and that's what I worked for Dallas for probably like 2.5-3 years. Once you become the top guy, not only do you develop a relationship with Thumbtack, like they're literally calling you like, hey, what do you think about this? Thumbtack is who had me go speak. I did an event for Amazon talking about veteran business owners, and I had listed on Thumbtack that I was a veteran, and they're the one who connected me with Amazon to speak about, you know, life as an entrepreneur and being a veteran. So, and that was a relationship that I developed through Thumbtack, just working with their just having a direct rep. And I mean, literally another good thing too, is once you start being the top guy, anytime you say you got a bad lead, they were just refunding it. Like, oh, refund, refund. Like, that's a bad lead. Refund, refund. They asked me for a credit card number or blah, blah, blah. So that was great. And they would, they're starting to work with other companies. And this is something that I was doing a lot through Thumbtack. And then once you start killing it, they'll start coming to you with situations like this. So Thumbtack was making it so that other companies that wanted to sell on Thumbtack, they had an intro video, and it was looking for a company to film all of these intro videos for any new company that signed up for Thumbtack. So because I was the number one guy on Thumbtack, they gave me all of those leads. So it was a win-win situation. And I don't even include, you know, when I was saying I was doing 5 figures with them a month. They gave me a bunch of leads on top of that. So when a new plumber signed up for Thumbtack, they had the option to shoot a video. And I did a lot of them in the beginning, but they started lowering the price, kind of like what Google did, where if you sign up for Google Ads, they'll send somebody out to shoot a video, but it was like a $400 video. That's great if you're getting started. It wasn't working for me. However, it was a bowl of leads that was there. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. If there was a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, or something like that, I don't mind shooting a quick, you know, 2-second video for them to get that lead, to develop that relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it was something that was cheap and corny through Thumbtack. They were editing it. It was literally like a talking head shot about what they do, a panning shot of the interior, the exterior. That's it. So by me going there, and one, I'm referred by Thumbtack, so there's no doubt on my ability to do whatever the client want me to do. I developed a relationship with the client, and just for future jobs, they already knew they can trust me. I knew what I was talking about. They knew what I was talking about because I'm working with Thumbtack. So it was a win-win situation, and I probably generated a ton of business from that alone. So it's just so many ways that you can, once you look like the brand that can solve these problems, it's so many ways for you to be profitable and be successful when you become the problem solver of just one problem, you know. But
one of the things, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. I was going to ask anybody else had anything else to say, but go for it.
You know, one of the things that I'm learning now, and especially now that I have more time dedicated to this, it's just the relationship that you build with other people. Like right now, I have like five leads. I had five leads. Two of them turned into clients, and the other ones are now into appointments. But I met this guy that he sells the POS system for the restaurants. And then off of him, like, he always asked the restaurant, like, hey, who's doing whatever for video for you? And most of the restaurants, the ones that he gave me were like nobody. So I became really good friends with him because I led him to another restaurant that I'm working with. And pretty much me and him are like teaming up. And every time I see somebody that doesn't have his system, I refer to him, and then he refers me to whoever. And that was crazy. That right there was crazy to me.
That once you start developing those, I call them like cross vendor relationships, that's huge. It's kind of the same thing when I tell you guys that if you're in event photography, event videography, find the event coordinator. Right. Develop a relationship with them. That event coordinator is going to have a go-to list of people they work with. So anytime they get somebody that want to book an event and they say they need photos, it's not an issue of who, what the cost is. You've already developed a relationship. You're just clicking a box. You become an upsell for a client, and you'll start to develop relationships with other people. Cause if you big in this industry, especially like events, you're going to see the same people. Right, you're gonna develop relationships with DJs. You're gonna develop relationships with companies that rent out chairs and rent out lighting and rent out drapes and poles. And I forgot what they call it, drapes and ladders or whatever they call it, where you can have the drapes that's in the background of your event. You'll start to develop relationships with people like that who will put your brand on, and you can become a part of their upsell if you can create a package for them and they can present it to their client as just a check. I don't have to find a photographer now. Perfect. I used to work out deals with DJs, and even I know some guys that own a live band and would have the ability to pitch it to a client that's trying to put something together, and I would make a percentage off of it. So it's good to have different people in your pocket, depending on what you do. Now, this may change whatever your niche is. It's going to probably change from time to time, but, you know, you may do a video shoot with, you know, a trucking company and then do a video shoot with a roofing company. And if you can connect the two, it may create a relationship that could possibly make you money or put you in a position to keep doing that and, you know, get more jobs out of it. So something to think about, definitely something to think about. Any other wins before we go to the after hour? Are y'all ready to go ahead and chop it up? Okay. Well, sit tight, gold members. We're going to get right into it. Let me say something real quick. Super important that you got to determine whether or not you have a beta client that can help you. You may have a beta client that can't help you. And if your beta client can't help you, you are wasting your time and you're giving them free content. So very important that you ask yourself the 8 questions we went over earlier to determine whether or not you're wasting your time and you're growing your business. And let me tell you this, because a lot of people think success comes from grinding. It doesn't. Let me get that out your head. Success does not come from grinding. You can go run in a circle and not be anywhere, right? Success comes from making smart decisions. Success comes from looking at analytics so that you don't repeat some of the failures that you've had. Success comes when you are aware of what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong, making tweaks, making adjustments. That's why failure is great, because without failure, you can't make adjustments. I know that this works or this doesn't work because I failed or succeeded, and you can mark stuff off your list. So super important that as you move forward in business, you have the ability to look at your failures. Now, you can't look at failures if you're doing 20 different things because they don't compare to each other. If you're doing one thing, somebody mic is on hot, but if you're doing one thing, then you know what works and what doesn't specifically for that one thing. That's why I tell you to get one niche. That's why I tell you to build your brand around going after one target audience and one client. All right. With that being said, I want to say again, just for those who didn't check in earlier, we're going back off lives for a minute. We will still have after hours every week, same time, same Wednesday. In fact, we may do 1 week, one time early in the day and 1 week later, just to make sure that our international people who are watching, who are saying, hey, bro, I'm up at 3 a.m. to watch your video, have the ability to jump in, because we got a lot of gold members in Australia and Switzerland and a lot of places. So we may do multiple breakout sessions, and we will always jump on and go live from the community where we can go live from. So we're going to still pump out content for YouTube and make sure we deliver great stuff, but we're going to try to punch in your throat in about 8 to 10 minutes instead of a hour and 40 minute live. So we're just going to find different ways to bring you quality. All my gold members, I'm going to still see you as much as possible. You know how we do. Also, buy one, get one free is still going on this week. I did a poll. People say it costs too much. Okay, there you go. There you go. It's on sale and you get a free course with it. There you go. Flashfilmacademy.com. Don't say I don't hook people up, because whenever I do something like that and y'all say that, I start slashing and slicing and slashing for you. So, and like two of y'all come up and the rest be mad they missed it. So that's that. All right, guys, I'm going to tell y'all to be safe, and I will definitely see y'all, you know, in the next video. Gold members, stand by. We about to go turn up real quick.
Attention photographers and filmmakers.
You've been conditioned by your favorite YouTuber to think that blowing money on gear and a crappy portfolio site will bring you business. And that is complete BS. My name is Ty. I'm a former Army combat photographer and the owner of a small production company that has worked with these big clients in the past. I created Flash Film Academy, an online platform designed to teach you the business side of the industry, focusing on helping you develop a consistent six-figure business designed to help you go from your current 9-to-5 to doing what you love to do for a living with the gear you already have. We teach you everything from how to even start a business. What should I name my company? What should my colors be? To where to find a consistent flow of high-end clients that are ready to buy now. Click the link below. Let's get started.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.